Hello, my darlings. So today I thought I'd do something a little bit different, and I think you guys will enjoy it. But I was talking with a certain Redditor, and one of the classic Lupin stories came up. Something that happened to me, 5 years ago? Maybe longer. I'm bad at time. but if ever you have a story where it's like someone tells you, what's your most embarrassing story? Or, you know, one of those kinds of questions. This is the Lupin story. Every one of my friends knows it. Because apparently I'm not shy. But all of my friends know it and laugh about it. Because it's just, it's so me. This would only happen to me. This wouldn't happen to anyone else, but I am just the right level of good intentions, but poor execution for it to happen to. So I thought, hey, why don't I tell all of you guys? Because if I'm sharing with one person and all the people in my life, might as well share with my favorite online friends. So let's make some names. So this is the story about my threesome, the only threesome I have ever done, for reasons that will become painfully clear as I go on with this audio. This was a FFM threesome. So to start off from the beginning, I was in a long-term committed relationship. And my SO, let's call him David. Sure, let's call him David. So David and I had been together for a couple of years. I can't remember how long ago this was. So either a year or a couple of years. Needless to say, we've been together a very long time. Very long. God, how much of a millennial can I be? We were together for ages. It was like 6 months. Anyway, sorry. We were together for quite a while. And we had talked about the fact that we both were kind of interested in a threesome. But we hadn't really talked about it too much. Just kind of one of those in passing things. Well, a couple months went by and David's birthday was coming up. And so I thought to myself, hey, what would be a better birthday present than a threesome, right? And that's what I get to enjoy too. So, hey, you get a present and you get an experience. Like, we can share that memory forever. And oh, how we do. I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, okay, David and I, threesome, who's going to be our third? And I'm the kind of person where I can't have sex with someone that I'm not friends with. I can't think of them sexually too much. You know, there's all those fantasies and things that I have, but when push comes to shove, I love knowing a person. That's really what I get off to, is being friends with someone and laughing during sex and yada, yada, yada. So I didn't want to just go on Reddit and find a third. Not Reddit. I didn't know Reddit existed. Excuse me. I meant Craigslist. They're so similar in my head. Anyway, I didn't want to go on Craigslist and find a third. I wanted to go through our existing friends. And at this point in my life, I was very vanilla. Obviously, a step above super vanilla because I was interested in the threesome, but I was very vanilla. I didn't know anything about open relationships early. I didn't know anything about kinks at all. I just knew that I wanted to, be with a girl because I'd kissed girls before and I liked it, but I hadn't done anything else. So I decided, well, I have one best friend. Let's call her let's call her Amelia. Where the fuck I just pulled that name from, I don't know. So I had this best friend, Amelia. I hate that name. I don't know why I said that. I'm going to have to say that all the time. Anyway, I am a hot mess. Can you tell? So I had this friend, Amelia, and she was, to me, one of the most open and adventurous people that I knew. She was in an open relationship. It had ended, but she was the only person I knew that had been in an open relationship. She was in that open relationship, and she was kinky. I didn't really know to the extent of what, but I knew she was into kinky stuff. Just capitalize that. Kinky stuff is what I knew. So I texted Amelia and I was like, hey, I'm looking to give David a present and I was hoping you could give me some pointers. I want to give him a threesome and, you know, what do you think I should do? And yada, yada, yada. And so we kind of talked for a little bit and she was like, oh my gosh, I've always wanted to be in a threesome. Like, I totally understand where you're coming from. That would be so fun to give him. He's going to love it. You know, blah, 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 blah. She's like, I've never been in a threesome. And I was like, okay, perfect. I remembered that David had told me that he found Amelia hot. So I was like, hey, here we go. So I was like, Amelia, would you want to be our third? And she just texts back. She's like, oh my God, yes, I've been hoping you'd ask. Like, yes, please, I'd love to be the third. I'd love to have sex with you guys. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay, cool. This was easy. This was the easiest thing ever. So she was like, okay, well, I'm going to come over. I was like, you're going to come over to David and I's house, on his birthday. And David will be working, but you know, you'll come over and we'll have a couple drinks and then we'll, you know, do the thing. And so we made the plan. Well, so I told her like to kind of hype it up because she was nervous a little bit because, you know, she's the third coming into an existing relationship. So she was a little nervous, excited, but nervous. So I was like, oh, he thinks you're so hot. You know, oh, he's going to be so into this. He's going to get, you know, so hard and yada, yada, yada. I was the hype man for this situation. I was on board and she was super hype. So she comes over and me and her start drinking. And something probably I don't think I've mentioned, I am a lightweight. I get drunk fast. So we were drinking and we got pretty plastered. Well, David gets home and he's like, oh, Lord, because David's kind of a grumpy guy, not in a bad way at all, but like, you know, just he don't want to put up with two drunk bitches. That's not his thing. So David gets home to us being drunk and giggling and annoying and he gets home from work and he's just like, yeah, I'm going to go to bed. So he goes down to bed and I'm like, whatever. So we keep drinking. And we're like, well, we'll go get him. We'll surprise him after. So we keep drinking. And at this point, we get drunk and we start making out. So we're making out. We're feeling each other. We are into it. I am horny. I am so ready. I'm really into tits. And Amelia had a beautiful set of tits. Oh my God. They were big and soft. She had the softest skin ever. I still think about her tits. And she had these just rosy, light, light, light pink nipples. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful set of tits. And so we were kissing, we were making out, we were feeling each other up. And I started to get the guilt because I technically had not told David that, you know, we were going to be doing anything because I wanted to be surprised. But technically, that meant I, you know, he didn't know that I was upstairs kissing this girl. So I was like, okay, we gotta stop. I don't feel comfortable continuing until David knows. So you go lay in our guest bed, get naked. I'm gonna go down, get David, and, you know, we'll go have some fun. So she goes and lays down in our guest bed, and I go down to mine and David's bedroom, and he's passed out. So I go down there, and mind you, I am drunk. Like, me going down the stairs was an issue. I'm that kind of level of drunk. So I go up to the bed, and I think I am the sexiest. I think I am going to give this man the best night of his life, right? So I saddle up to the side of the bed, and I lean down, and I go, babe, 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 wake up. You are going to have the night of your life. And he's just like, what do you want? He knows this can't be good. What do you want? I'm like, babe, you are going to get fucked by two horny bitches. Like, get up, baby. You're gonna, you know, I don't know. I'm saying some bullshit. I think I'm so sexy at this point. I was just like, come on, babe. You're gonna get fucked. And he just looks at me and he goes, no. And kind of, if you can imagine, like, that train screech noise, which is like, like, what? That was my brain at that moment, because I was like, what? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, I'm not having sex with her. I was like, excuse me? I'm starting to lose my buzz very much. I'm like, excuse me? He's like, no, she's ugly. I'm like, what? A, she wasn't ugly. Rude. B, I remembered him telling me that she was hot. And I was like, babe, you told me she was hot. He's like, no, I never told you that. Like, I've never thought she was attractive. She's not attractive to me. And I'm like, well, babe, like, I told her that we were going to fuck her. Like, I've hyped this up. I told her how hot you think she is. She is upstairs waiting for you to fuck her. And he's like, well, I'm not going to fuck her. Like, that sucks. You got to tell her no. And this is the point where Lupin kicks into hostess gear. And I'm just like, no, we invited this girl over. I invited this girl over. I was like, I invited this girl to our house to get fucked, and we are going to go fuck her. So you get up and we're going to go fuck her. And after a few minutes, I finally convince him to get upstairs to have this threesome. And he is so not into it. He's like beyond not into it. So the way I got him to go upstairs is he was like, okay, I'll do it, but I'm not gonna touch her. He's like, I'll fuck you, and like, I won't touch her. I was like, okay, whatever. So we go upstairs, and she's laying in bed, and she's been drinking like I had. So we go upstairs, she's lying in bed, and so I climb into the bed, and I try to put on the sexy show again. So I climb into the bed, and I pull apart her legs, and I'm kissing up her thighs, and she's lying there moaning, and David's standing in kind of in the corner in the doorway, just watching. And so I'm kissing up her legs and biting her legs, and I get to her pussy, and I just go to town, and your girl had the worst taste in pussy in the world. Like, oh, honey, it was not good. I have tasted myself enough to know what a normal pussy tastes like, and your girl did not taste like that. She had a rank pussy, but I was in for a dollar, like in for a dime, in for a dollar. I could not stop. I am a damn good hostess. So I was eating her out like there is no tomorrow. I was going to town, and she was wiggling, she was moaning, she was so into it, but she wasn't doing anything else. She wasn't trying to like reach for David, she wasn't trying to like hold my head down, she wasn't trying to like interact at all, except like being pleased. So and David's not moving. David's in the corner. So I like look back at David. I'm like, David, come on. I was like, don't be shy, trying to play it up to the girl. And So David takes off his pants and, you know, comes and I'm like on my hands and knees on the bed between her legs. And so he stands at the foot of the bed and starts fucking me. So I'm getting fucked from behind. He's got his hands on my waist. Wait. So he's on the side of the bed. Yeah, he's on the side of the bed fucking me. I'm like, oops, I'm parallel on the bed. And she's like laying straight. Okay, sorry. It's like, it's kind of weird. So we're like forming like an L. There we go. I was trying to figure out how this was all working. So, so he's fucking me, hands on my waist. She's laying there, not doing anything except just moaning. And I'm face first in the world's grossest pussy. And so I'm eating her out. I'm talking dirty. I'm trying to be the glue holding this threesome together. I'm trying to make everyone as happy as possible in this horrible situation. And so finally I like look behind me and David's just pumping away, like not into it at all. So I grab his hand off my ass and I grab his hand and I put it onto her tit. And I make some joke like, haha, it's okay, I don't mind, baby, you know, or something like that. And David just grabs her tit like it is a softball, squeezes once, and let's go. Like, he's like, nah. He's just like, not bam, not mine. Just like, oh, I can't work with that. So at that point, I just give up. I'm like, there's no salvaging this. The girl won't touch me. The girl isn't caring about how I feel. Like, she's not trying to go after David. I don't know if maybe she sensed that David wasn't into her. I don't know if she just didn't care that I was there. Besides the fact that I was a tongue on her, in her. I don't know. But she wasn't touching me. I was trying so hard to get her to come. And at that point, I just gave up. I was like, okay, whatever. So David fucks me. He ends up coming. As soon as he fills me up, I jump up. I'm like, okay, that was fun. We're going to go to bed now. Thanks for the ride, Amelia. There is no way that girl came, and she's just like, okay, good night. So I go downstairs, and David is just like, do not ever set up a threesome again. He's like, promise me you will not set up a threesome again. I'm just like, yeah, okay, I promise. So that was like over 5 years ago, and I'm still with David, and we've never had a threesome again. I tainted it. I still get made fun of by all of our friends for the fact that I ruined threesomes for David, and I have never talked to Amelia again. Okay, I should clarify, I did talk to her after it happened. She stayed the night at our house. I think I ended up making out with her like in the morning. And then I think she came over another time and we made out or something. Like, we made out again because I loved making out with her. I don't get how she was such a dead fish, because making out with her was lovely and she had such nice tits. I'm really harping on this because it insults me as a tit connoisseur that I cannot have her tits again. Why wasn't she perfect? Because those tits were. Anyway. But we don't talk anymore because I think she realized that he just wasn't down. And I think she was embarrassed and I was embarrassed, and I didn't want her to ask me to eat her out again because I was like, oh, I don't think that was good for either of us, honey. So anyway, I hope you guys found that funny. I have lived to learn. I've learned to live, I mean. With my bad threesome experience, only threesome experience. And to top it off, that's the last time I've got to be with a girl, so I need some girl in my life. I miss it. I miss boobs. I want them all up in my mouth. All right, lovelies. I hope you enjoyed that. Let me know if you want more little stories like that. I have a few funny stories. So just let me know. And I'll be happy to share. All right, babes. Have a good one.